Music right there from Arctic Monkeys. That's from their AM album. We had Gogo Bordello before that, some Arcade Fire back there as well. As I mentioned earlier in the show, Deuterus and Dipspit are doing a collaboration. They're working on an album together, and it's going to be coming out in September. They're going to be doing kind of a triple threat album release party with Nightbeast, who's going to be on the show performing live right ahead of that. But I got to sit down with some of the members of, well, actually all of the members of Deuterus and Dipspit for a little chat about the album and kind of how this whole thing came about. So we're going to listen to a little bit of that conversation right now. So we've got collectively Deuterus and Dipspit all together in the house, and you guys are getting ready to release a sort of collaboration. Tell me a little bit about what we're going to be seeing coming out.
We're going to record four songs about comic books and really dumb stuff, and then they've recorded four songs about comic books and really dumb stuff, and then we're going to put them on one disc where you can hear eight songs about comic books and really dumb stuff.
Can we call the album that?
Yes.
Now, Dipspit, you guys have been on the show before.
Yes. Great.
Welcome back. Yeah. Welcome back.
Thank you.
And a couple of the folks from Deuterus have been here before, but not as Deuterus. So I want to ask you guys, how did you all get started playing together?
We were in a band called Ride a Tiger for several years. And it was one of those weird things where it was really serious and punk rock is too serious, so we stopped, and then we said, let's write four dumb songs about comic books and other dumb stuff. And we did a couple member swaps, and we flipped a few things around, and that is literally our MO, is we want to play fun, fast, heavy punk music, but we don't want it to be about anything serious, because nothing is more of a bummer as a patron of bars than to go out and be like, I want to have fun with my friends, and then just to hear someone complaining about bummer stuff.
And this is why Dusty doesn't come to any of my shows.
Paige played my wedding.
I did. That's true. That's true.
She played my reception, and three songs in, she's like, these songs are all bummers. I'm going to stop now.
So what is it like for both of you? Because Dipspit, I don't think we talked about this the last time you guys were here. We were mainly talking about Sideshow with Todd. But for both groups, what is the writing process like, even if it is just comic books and dumb stuff? How are you guys coming up with your material?
Well, I'm pretty well versed in dumb stuff, not so much comic books. So I spent about 13 straight days on Wikipedia, just kind of researching exactly what a comic book is and who kind of stars in comic books. I was familiar with, you know, the super people and the bad people, but other than that, I really wasn't sure how to come up with some material for one of our songs. We kind of came up with an idea for the song early on, from what I remember, didn't we?
Well, we hadn't written songs for 10 months, so we had a whole lot of pent up music stuff, but lyrics was interesting and lyrical directions. Mm-hmm. So it was nice to be able to lean on our nascent nerd culture.
And we're kind of excited because this is our first one where Greg the Conga Ninja here.
Hi.
Say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Great. Greg is an official member of Dipspit now.
Awesome.
So we did write a song specifically about how we met.
So it's almost like the origin story of how Greg became a part of Dipspit. That's very comic book-esque.
It's their journey to the end of the East Bay, yes.
Are we going to have to do another song about it so you guys can rewrite the whole thing if it gets really bad ratings?
Now, on the flip side of him doing 13 days on Wikipedia, all of our songs are dare-based, where we write a riff. Usually either Paige or Jesse will write a riff, and someone will say, oh, man, wouldn't it be funny if it was about Macho Man Randy Savage fighting Martians? And I'm challenge accepted. Yes.
That's going to make it really fun, though, both the challenge aspect and the not going too deep. So how did the decision to collaborate on this album come about? Was it just a casual kind of, hey, we're doing this thing, why don't you join us? Or
I think it was more along the lines of, we just couldn't find another band that was as ridiculous as we are. And that's, honestly, I'm pretty sure that that's where this came from.
I would back that up with, if you have ever heard by chance of Andy D, who is ludicrous and has played Dayton a few times now, he played a show at the Hole in the Wall, which Nick Testa and I do all the entertainment for, and we put Dipspit on that because we had seen him, we liked him, and it's like, there's not a lot of bands of that, like, just absurd comedic level in Dayton, and we were like, hey, this guy's really weird and raps about wizards. You guys are really weird and rap about wizards and basketball. The Wizards, the basketball team. So I was like, this makes sense. And then just,
like, what?
Then it, like, kind of kept that mental note of, like, okay, if we ever need anyone for anything just over the top, that these guys are always on board. So who better to do a split album with, like I said, 8 songs about just dumb stuff.
Have you guys done the recording, like, collaboratively, or is it sort of like Deuterus goes off and you're recording your 4 songs, and Dipspit, you're going off and you're recording your 4 songs, and then you're going to kind of put them all together in post-production to get the album out there? Or have you guys been, like, working on the process together the whole way?
Actually, I'd say we kind of wrote ours on our own, and I know they wrote theirs on their own. And Mr. DJ Dump Truck Senior here, I've seen, like, the files for their recordings, and they're so insanely built. I mean, I can't imagine it didn't take him months to build these beats. They're so, like, pieced together of, like, the tiniest things, and it's all blended. But then he and I actually sat down together and took that and kind of uploaded it in the studio and cleaned it up and fixed it a little bit, and I'm going to be the one tracking the vocals for their songs as well. So kind of separate processes, but then oddly coming together for the recording process itself.
And is this going to be released on your label then?
Yeah. The term label is loose. It's an excuse to put out music more than anything. It's, hey, you know, here's a sticker we can put on to solicit this than anything real.
Don't tell people that. You're screwing
it up. Nope.
FM Records. Ruined
everything.
I'm going to
be 100% forward about this. No, so I am going to be the one producing them, though. We, as a team effort, are going to come up with some artwork and put it all together. And then this is ambitious and possibly very stupid of us, but we're doing a CD release show September 12th at Canal Street Tavern. And the real kicker of that is it's also the Night Beast EP release show. So for $10, you get all 3 of our bands and both the discs, which is cool. And actually, Andy D will be performing at that as well. So it'll be
bonus. It'll
be a crazy time. But that's our big ambitious thing, is we're going to, you know, create a lot of physical copies and just give them away for coming to the show. So hopefully that will not blow up in our faces when nobody wants to buy one because we handed them out.
It's going to blow up in our faces.
Most likely.
Yeah. Nothing wrong with getting the music out there, you know. So in the meantime, are you guys spending most of the rest of the summer between now and the release show just getting the record ready? Or for both bands, are you guys playing out a lot? Or what's the month of August looking like?
Well, for us, August is mostly just getting ready for the CD release party.
Nap time.
Nap time. Now that we have a visual side to our shows now with some videos that go on behind Greg as he's playing the congas, and that's all Dump Truck as well working on that.
We put
Dump Truck here on a lot of different things. All he really doesn't do is hit the congas and rap a lot. He raps some. But he's
but
got a
little instrument.
He's got a lot going on. So we're just kind of getting all his ducks in a row to say, so we can come to this party and not look like complete idiots, just partial idiots, because that's kind of our thing.
Nice. Very cool. And what does the rest of the summer look like for Deuterus? Are you guys focusing on getting the album finished up, or are you guys going to be playing out a little bit? Or
We have a few shows. I can't say this without sounding like any bigger of a nerd than I already have, but we're playing a few Comic Cons.
That's awesome.
That's our, That's our fall plan. Ben's training for American Ninja Warrior right now, so yeah. That's been eating up a lot of his free time. But God, he's getting pretty good at those monkey bars.
By training, he means sitting on the couch eating Doritos and watching. Drinking Mountain Dew.
But no, other than that, we've got a few local dates. I think we're kind of on the same page of, aside from these comic cons that we're playing, that we're looking to really make the September 12th show just a blast and to have fun with it. So we're just kind of getting all our ducks in a row for that. We've got Dip Spits pretty much ready for just the vocal recording, and then they're good. We actually haven't tracked a single note yet, so that's
our
all the songs are ready. That's actually starting this week. Is our okay now everything's locked down tight. We just have to track it and put it on a disc.
That's it.
Well, guys, thank you all so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Have fun.
That was my conversation with the members of Deuterus and Dipspit. They are releasing a split album September 12th. The party's going to be at Canal Public House. Nightbeast will also be releasing an album that night. And they'll be on the show a little closer to September to play some music for us and tell us all about that. This is Kaleidoscope on 91.3 WISO. Here's music from Death Vessel.